Yes, Winooka. It was a great visit when I went to town. Had a lot of fun meeting the mayor, walking around downtown. Still got the old grain silos there downtown, which is cool, and some new restaurants. When I talked with the mayor, a lot of the conversation was, hey, look, obviously we want other people to come visit Winooka, so all of you can check out all the great things that they have going on there too. But the village has changed and grown so much in such a rapid amount of time, the mayor wanted to stress, hey, this video, this day, is also for people in that area to remind them that there's a lot going on now that maybe wasn't there 5, 10, 15 years ago. Chris Schultes joins us right now, financial advisor at Edward Jones in Winooka. Chris, welcome to WGN.
Hey, John, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
I imagine you'd echo that. Things have changed a lot, boy, haven't they?
Yeah, they certainly have. I've been in the Shanahan area for over 13 years, next door to Winooka, and I've had the pleasure of meeting a lot of great people there in Winooka. And, you know, driving every day, I see changes all the time, but you're right. It's changed so much over the years.
A lot of people have migrated there, gone from a population, I think I was remembering, around the year 2000 of 4,000 people. One generation later, over 12,000 people in the surrounding area growing too. That's a lot of people to welcome to an area that often comes with some growing pains. What do you love about the area?
You know, I love the fact that there's so many variety of people that I've met, all walks of life, whether it's a personal connection or business connection. Everyone's been very welcoming in the community, and I count myself very fortunate and lucky to be a member of the business community in this town, town of Winooka.
Yeah, I imagine with all those new businesses, there's a lot of people looking for loans. With a bunch of new workers coming to the area, there's people looking for that financial advice, and I'm sure you provide the latter, and you work with institutions that provide the former.
Yeah, you know, I've had some great conversations with people in the area, and I'm always willing to sit down and go through, you know, the best way to approach, whether you're living in retirement or going to be out of retirement. I'd love to give everyone the same type of attention, and hopefully I can come up with something that's tailored specifically for them.
How long you been in the area, you said?
I've been living in Shanahan next door to Winooka for over 13 years.
Are you from that area originally, or did you come from somewhere else?
Originally from Plainfield.
Oh, okay. So you just continued on your journey on 55 South and West.
Correct, yes.
Well, what spurred on the move? I mean, you're part of that migration of people. Was it looking for more space, new opportunities, an affordable home to buy? What was your story of moving that direction?
Oh, my story was I was able to, I built a family out in this area and fortunate enough to have a business now that's so close to where I live. That's what brought me to Shanahan. I've been in this area for almost my whole life now between Shanahan and Joliet or Winooka as well. So very familiar with the area, and I decided to stick around.
Do you have like a brick and mortar office in at the Edward Jones in Winooka?
Yes, I do. I do have it down on Mondeman Street, down there towards, that'd be the west end of town.
A lot more options for you for eating, grabbing a bite, maybe grabbing a drink after work than there were, though, 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I count myself lucky because I want to grab a bite or grab something to drink after a long day. There's a lot of options out there. And again, just by sitting down and talking with these business people, they got some great stories too. So very fortunate to be in that area.
Yeah, what do business people say about what brings them there and what they're excited about maybe in the next 10 or 15 years in Winooka?
You know, I think that they're excited for the growth as well. They're looking to build upon what they already have. And based on my conversations, both with business people and just regular, you know, run-of-the-mill people that are they're heading through town, they're looking for, you know, positive growth in Winooka, and I think they're there for the long haul.
Obviously, having more businesses increases the tax base, allows maybe some more spending on certain projects. I know that as the area continues to grow and Interstate 80 itself continues to expand right in your own backyard, that could mean even more people coming quickly. You have the space for it. I imagine that that's a calculus for businesses and maybe perhaps new businesses to come there. So make the pitch for Winooka for either a new family looking for a place to grow or a business looking for a place to find some eager customers.
Well, you know what? I mean, I see this as a community that they work hard together, and they make it a very special place to live and work and even visit. I've seen firsthand people help looking out for other people, being as friendly as they can. And I know because of a town like that and the way it's been growing, I know it's going to build a really good foundation for generations to come.
Anything else you want to say? Shouting out your hometown or where you do your business at in Minooka?
I would just say Minooka really is a great place to work, a great place to live, to visit. And I'm very fortunate to be there and have a business in such a great little town.
I just want to ask, since you're a financial advisor at Edward Jones of Minooka, what are you getting most calls about here these last couple of days and months and weeks? Are your customers wondering about what's happening with tariffs, interest rates, or are they just wondering what they can do next to make sure they can retire on time?
You know, I think it's the latter. I think it's where people just want to make sure that what they've planned for is going to be there when it is time. And you know, we specialize in helping everybody from whether it's the beginning stages or the later stages in retirement. As long as everyone remains steady and steadfast, that it's a long-term outlook, have that long-term strategy, and most importantly, have discipline, because that's paramount in this type of this industry.
Yeah, never helps to guess on your own. People that sold at the bottom of the pandemic or sold at the bottom recently in March after the tariff announcements, they missed out on some big gains. That's why it helps to have someone like Chris Schultes around. All right, folks in Minooka can reach out to you in their surrounding areas. You're in that area, Edward Jones. Any other places you want people to look out for you at, Chris?
No, just my business out there in Minooka. That would be great if anyone ever wants to stop by and see how I can help.
You go to Cookie's restaurant ever, Chris?
I do. Yes, very good restaurant.
Really good restaurant. Great stuff there. Been around for decades and decades. All right, Chris, thanks for giving us a little peek in Minooka and the financial world down there. We appreciate it, okay?
Thanks, John. I appreciate the time.